Posey is a 2-year-old possum who works for the Wildlife Center of Virginia, serving as a goodwill ambassador to schools and other public places. She's sitting with outreach coordinator Alex Waring, chowing down on her favorite foods.
That would be, it looked to me like half of a dead mouse. Seems to be the first thing she goes for. Either that or the hard-boiled egg.
Also in the mix, fruit, vegetables, and softened dog food.
Delicious.
Possums are easy when it comes to food. They'll eat almost anything, including dead critters.
They are essentially nature's cleanup crew. They also eat a lot of parasitic species like ticks. They can eat venomous snakes. They're immune to rattlesnake venom.
Alex is holding Posey in his lap, knowing possums are not generally vicious, but he's wearing long leather gloves to prevent accidental injury.
The possums have, I believe, the most teeth out of any land mammal in the world. They have 50 teeth, and they're all really sharp, and they have a really powerful bite force. So Posey right now could cause some pretty serious damage.
But for the most part, it seems the teeth are a matter of show.
When they feel threatened or scared or sense they might be in danger, they will quite literally play dead. And they're really convincing actors, too. They'll flop over onto their sides, their mouths open, their tongues slide out, their little feet ball up into fists, and they can even excrete a pretty smelly substance from a gland on their rear end, which makes most predators say, no thank you, that's not a meal for me. Unfortunately, it does not work well on cars.
Nor does the act fool certain dogs.
We get in a lot of possums that have been caught and shaken by dogs and badly injured.
Peach Van Wyk is a research fellow at the center. She regrets that some people hurt possums on purpose, trap them for fur, or for food.
I am from Mississippi, and so I have known several people to have eaten possum before. And in my opinion, if you're going to hunt something for the fur, you might as well use that whole animal.
As a veterinarian, she likes the challenge of treating a marsupial, a relative of the kangaroo, with a body temperature and metabolism that's lower than other mammals. Wildlife rehabilitator Shannon Mazurowski loves caring for their tiny babies.
They're about the size of a honeybee when they're born. And mom will help them crawl into her pouch, and then they stay in the pouch for about 2 months. And then it gets a little bit crowded in there, and they'll start riding on her back.
She adds that they can be eaten by foxes, coyotes, owls, and hawks.
They're pretty defenseless. They run very slowly. I want to say their max running speed is maybe 7 or 8 miles per hour.
But because possum mothers can have 3 litters a year with up to 13 babies in each, the animals are prevalent, and they can live almost anywhere. If you'd rather not have them under your deck, beneath the front porch, or inside your garage, Shannon counsels patience.
Just kind of let it be. They're nomadic, and they don't tend to stay in one place for very long. So if he's under your deck, I would just kind of give it space, let it do its thing, and then eventually they'll just move on.
You can encourage the neighborhood possum to relocate by tightly closing trash cans and feeding pets inside. If that doesn't work, or if you see an injured critter, you can also call the Wildlife Center of Virginia in Waynesboro or Animal Control. I'm Sandy Houseman.